Regional central bankers are putting more and more resources behind cybersecurity. The issue came up at a just-held forum of central bankers in Jamaica, attended by the governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge.
In Barbados, we've seen an increased incidence of cyber attacks. In fact, we had an incident where a domestic credit union was crippled for quite a while because of a cyber attack. So I think that one of the greatest risks I see. We've started to do a number of things, especially on our side, at the bank side, working with our IT department to put another initiative in place that we can proactively mitigate such risks, and when they do happen, be able to respond quickly. So conducting firewall assessments, we design the rules where there are gaps in terms of that. Things like implementing various firewall surfaces, defining the documenting of cyber instances, but in general, building our cyber resilient capacity. We've mandated cybersecurity training for all staff, so we create this human defense shield against it. And each staff member must complete online tutorials and videos, and because a lot of this time, much of the time, cyber attacks happen because someone is not paying attention. And so everyone has to do it. Even myself, I have to go through this kind of training. So I think that's one of the major risks and major challenge, how we do that. Another one will be disruption and transformation that we're going through because of COVID and a new world we live in. We had to work from home. We had to be able to work online. We have, because of COVID, moved like our foreign exchange services applications. We have a foreign exchange approval process, monitoring. All that is online now, and that was spurred because of COVID.
And Governor of the East Caribbean Central Bank, Dr. Timothy Antwine, also stressed the need for cooperation on the issue.
Cybersecurity is a real thing. We have to invest heavily in it. We are, and the more we invest and the more we spend, it seems as there's more to be done. So that's a major issue. We have issued a technology standard at the LFIs, and I will tell you, they were very keen for us to issue that standard. Sometimes they're saying, hold on, not too many coming down the pipe at once. They were actually very happy to receive that technology standard from us because we have to work together. And I will say this, in this business of cybersecurity, we have to share with each other. We set up in this central bank, the governance group, a few years ago, the information security group, and we signed MOUs to ensure we could share information. That is important because what we found is that people were suffering in silence. An attack would come, or an attempt of an attack, and nobody would hear about it. To fight this thing, we have to share information promptly, confidentially, yes, but promptly to protect the system. That is not just our countries, but our region. And so sharing information on what is out there is important, so we could avoid. So we ask our LFIs to have the same protocol. We have to manage it in a certain way because there are reputational risks, we understand that, but prompt reporting to the regulators, sharing with the LFIs in a way that allows expect this, or this is what is happening, so you can be on the lookout and hopefully preempt those attacks. I understand in the United States every day there are 15,000 hack attempts on the U.S. government. I don't know what the number is in the Caribbean, but let's rest assured there are attempts or persons looking to damage us and to destabilize our systems. So that is a major, major risk because if you think about what it could mean for financial stability, we cannot take it lightly.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.